Rock. You're welcome to listen and, of course, check in, over.
USO, thanks much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. WB3GXW out.
Thank you much,
W3ICF. This is WB3GXW. You on frequency, Phil, over.
This is KB3EOF, and we've changed our name to W3FDK. And I'll be hosting the Frederick repeater tonight, KB3EOF. My name is Sandy.
I think we doubled there, John, W3ICF. Sandy's going to be running the net.
Okay, roger, both of you. Phil, my question for you is actually to inform you that we're finally going to start up the Outdoor Ed again this year. It'll either be the last week, March, or the first week in April. Over.
Well, John, I'm pretty much out of the hobby. I just do more listening than anything else, but I do thank you for the heads up on that, W3ICF.
Okay, very good. I understand. Well, you have a good evening, and stand by for the net, WB3GXW.
W3ICF, clear but listening.
How you doing, John? K3HU.
I'm fine, Hugh. We're within 2 minutes of net time, so I'm going to sign off and stand by for the Maryland DC section net, WB3GXW.
Weather's going to be nice this weekend. We went to a friend. They're going to be outside. They're going to be blabbering about how the drone reports the witch hunt, Fox's fake news, and Hillary Clinton didn't do anything wrong. Here is your comeback. The Clintons have lied and cheated their entire career. Why would they be telling the truth now? That's all it is. Now, time for some of your texts. Mikey and Georgia.
Hugh, you're stuck on transmit. You got to watch it, WB3GXW.
All right, let me get a sound check here. How's the audio? KB3MXM.
Loud and clear, Marty. AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris. We'll be starting here in just a moment. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm your Maryland, D.C. section manager and your host for this evening's Maryland DC section Echolink Net, and we'll be starting in just a few moments. Let a few more people join, and we'll go ahead and go down the list. All right, we'll be starting in just a few moments, folks. We'll be with you in just a few moments. Let a few more stations join. KB3MXM. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you again for listening here for the on the Maryland DC section Echolink note and linked repeaters. Thank you, repeater owners and operators, for linking into the section net tonight. I really appreciate your help. And to WB3GXW, John, thank you for allowing us to use your Echolink node. I'll be calling on you in just a few moments for your announcement on the efficient bulletin station. I'm going to do my very best to watch the chat box and the roster list as it continues to change. Please bear with me. I am doing both. So, and reading my my list of activities I like to share with you. So stand by. All right, some of you may remember this one. I'm going to share this with you. It might bring back some really fond memories of the past, but there was at one time some really interesting personalities on the air. When I mean on the air, I mean all kinds of air. So you might have remembered this particular phrase or this particular remark was said, fire up the color teenies, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air. Well, we're going to have a lot of things fly through the air this evening here on the Maryland DC section Echolink Net. I hope you all enjoy it and you get something from it, and so that we all can participate and share what's going on in the Maryland and DC section and around our area. What I'd like to do this evening is, if you have an announcement, if you have an announcement you'd like to share before we go through the roster, go ahead and put it in the chat box. Put your call sign, your name. Well, I guess I'll have your name. Just so I have your call sign, your name, and just put in there, you know, something like announcement or event, so I know what's going on. Okay. And Roger to Jim, sharing the mic with Wanda. Okay, we'll get to Wanda and we'll get to Jim in just a few moments. All right, well, let's talk about some activities that some of us may be interested in participating in. You know, not very far away for most of us, especially the Eastern Shore. On April the 23rd will be the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronic Expo. It's also the ARL, it's their ARL Delaware State Convention. So maybe have an opportunity to be on that side of town and drop over into Delaware. Information could be found on pretty much anywhere online. Okay? The Vienna Wireless Society's Hamfest is back. It's called the Winterfest. It's back in person this year on the 27th of March. This is also the Virginia Section Convention held at Annandale Campus. Annandale, A-N-N-A-D-A-I-L, Annandale Campus, Northern Virginia Community College. Break. And if you participated in the ARL DX contest for sideband, the CW contest is coming up this weekend. So warm up the bugs and throw a little fist, and let's see what happens, okay? Also celebrating an anniversary this weekend is the Voice of America, VOA, broadcast. Their home offices are in D.C. They broadcast from the Greenville transmitter site in North Carolina, and it is their 80th anniversary, 80th. On February the 1st in 1942, the first VOA broadcast was sent to Europe. So there's going to be a special event. The call sign is Whiskey 3 Victor. And I've been in touch with some folks there. And I've asked the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club if I could use their station. I've been asked to be on the air, yours truly, for one of the blocks of time. Now, I'll be working on sideband, folks. No FT8 or CW for me yet. But I'll be working on a sideband, and I'll be down there between 10 in the morning and noon, 10 to noon. But there'll be stations all over the band, 20, 40, 60, 20, 40, 80. A lot of stations out there. A lot of people have volunteered. We have quite a few that have volunteered. And if anybody would like to, you know, come down, maybe you know how to do that FT8 stuff. But the 80th anniversary of Voice of America event this weekend, February the 19th and 20th. All right, let me go to something I think of interest to all of us. The Maryland 2022 legislative session started in January and presented by Delegate Boatler and Buckland was House Bill 331. All right, grab your pencils, folks. House Bill 331. This bill, if passed, it's titled The Regulation for Amateur Radio Antenna Structures. Oh, I got your attention now, didn't I? Requiring that the ordinance adopted by the counties or municipalities to regulate amateur radio station antenna structures may not preclude amateur radio communications, but must accommodate amateur radio communications and must constitute a minimal practical regulation to accomplish the purpose of the ordinance. This is our antenna bill. So last year this bill passed unanimously in the House, the Maryland House. But it didn't come up for vote. Although they had Senate hearings, it was just not brought to the floor for vote. So there's going to be a lot of effort started with yours truly. I'll be reaching out to all the hams in Maryland to help. Let's get this bill passed. Let's get hold of our delegates and our representatives and let them know that you are in favor or tell them that you would like them to support this bill. It's House Bill 331. All right? And I gave a presentation on this yesterday via Zoom at the Anne Arundel Club, and I've already been asked to give another. So if I find out where that's going to be, I'll try to share it with all of you. Thanks. All right. I'm sure you can look this up, but I'm just going to remind you, VE sessions continue. That's good. We still have VE sessions. That's excellent. I'm just going to run down a quick list here. In February the 22nd in Linthicum Heights, Maryland, on February the 26th in Forest Hill, March the 2nd in Berlin, Maryland, March the 5th in Catonsville, Maryland, and March the 12th in Davisonville, Maryland. More can be found on the league website. Go to ARRL.org. In the upper right-hand corner, type testing, and you can look up testing in your area. Break. If you haven't heard, I'd like to share some exciting but sad news with all of us. Our friend Bob Berninga, WB4, APR, Mr. APRS himself. It's with great sadness, sympathy, and condolences on the announcement of our friend, an MV section member, passed away September 7th. Funeral arrangements and celebration of life are still pending. Rest in peace. We'll have a moment for Bob. Stand by. Thank you, Bob, for all that you've done for amateur radio and amateur satellite and solar power. We appreciate it. All right, let's move on. I've been in touch with the folks at AMSAT and ARISS. I suggested that they have a special slow scan television image transmission from the space station. Apparently that information got to the board of directors, so they're working on it. I don't know what will come of it, but I'm hoping that we'll see some slow scan TV from the space station honoring Mr. Berninga. Also, stand by. Also, if you're not familiar with the program called Shortwave Radiogram, write that down, Shortwave Radiogram. Look it up. So that is a broadcast via WRMI, that's Radio Miami International, a domestic shortwave station. Yes, thank you very much for putting it in, Scott. And you can find their website at SWRadiogram.net. Hey, let me say that again. SierraWhiskeyRadiogram.net. Look on there. It'll tell you what the broadcast times are. Matter of fact, there's one later tonight, actually Saturday morning UTC. And they are actually broadcasting an image of WB4 APR in honor of all of his accomplishments. It's broadcasted in digital mode. Let me take a short break. It's broadcasted in digital mode. If you're using FL Digi or other programs that can decode MFSK 32 and 64, you should have no problem seeing the image and the text of the program. This is kind of like a shortwave magazine. They broadcast in digital mode. They have articles about space, things that are happening in the world, and then towards the end of the program, they'll transmit about a half a dozen images, and they end the program with a musical interlude. The broadcast stations that broadcast this are located in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. That station is WIND, Whiskey India November Bravo in Red Lion, and WRMI in Florida, Lake Okeechobee in Florida. Broadcast times and frequencies are available on the website. Break. If you're in the area and you haven't participated in the VHF training net, the PG Aries has, it's a great opportunity for you to participate in that. Also, the Columbia Amateur Radio Club also has a net that after they have their 2-meter net, they transmit digital messages. Digital messages, very important nowadays. So those are just two opportunities for you to participate in amateur radio. We're going to take a short break, let other stations check in and repeaters ID. And when we come back, we'll be talking about some more stuff. KB3MXM. All right, stand by, folks. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Hang on a minute. All right, there we go. All right, let me do a little sorting here real quick. Stand by. All right. Oh, look at that. I had a hot mic. Stand by. All right, let's recognize some of our link systems. I'm just going to mention them, so if they happen to be in your neighborhood, you can connect to them right now. Okay? All right, we have the K3ORB in Ocean Pines on the eastern shore near the Atlantic Ocean of Maryland. Or you can be listening to KA2JAI in Anne Arundel area, Anne Arundel County area. You can be listening to the WB3GXW in the Silver Spring area. And scrolling up the list here. Who did I miss? Oh, we have Scott locally to Baltimore, KB3JQQ on a link system, and W3FDK in the Frederick area. So I might want to try listening to those on RF as well. All right, break. Yeah, I see that, John. Stuck transmitter. Just transmit. All right, I don't see anyone have announced any things, so we're going to go through the list of folks here. But first, stand by. First, we'd like to go to our Atlantic Division representative that's on board. Yes, there's Jim right there, WI3N. Jim, share a few words with us, please.
All right. Thank you very much, Marty, and good evening, everyone. I really don't have much of anything. I've been involved in working with the Aries Match Group, where they'll be having a little tabletop coming up in April, and things are going very well there and getting very well coordinated. So thank you very much, and back to net, WI3N.
All right, thank you, Jim. The Atlantic Division of the ARRL also has several sections in it. The sections are Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Western New York, Southern New Jersey, Western Pennsylvania, Northern New York, and Eastern PA. These sections represent the Atlantic Division of the ARRL. Your Atlantic Division Director is Tom, W3TOM. And your Vice Director is Bob, K3RF. All right, I'd like to go now to the Assistant Section Manager, Maryland, D.C. Chris, I'm looking for you up here. I assure you, there he is, right there. Okay, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf is our Maryland, D.C. Assistant Session Manager and Affiliated Club Coordinator. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Good evening, everyone. A couple things I want to mention tonight. This past month, we've seen some great activity with our affiliated clubs, working with Mike Walters, the I can't think of his title right now. Anyway, he's getting a lot of stuff done. We've heard from some clubs we haven't heard from in the MDC section, and so that's good. Also, I'm looking forward to participating in the BNA Marathon coming up here in March with the Anne Arundel Radio Club, and got a new radio to help with that. I'll actually be riding a bike on that to help in that event, so that should be fun. Mike is the field services manager. That's what I couldn't think of before. So, all right, back to you, AB3WG.
Okay, I'm not sure. Is Jeff here? Is OQP here? Probably not. All right, well, I'll just give you a little story. So Jeff contacted me and said, Marty, I need to get some volunteers for the BNA event, the Baltimore-Annapolis Trail event. Could you send out maybe some notifications? I was like, okay, we can do that. So we sent it out through the Maryland, D.C. section Twitter account, through the Facebook account, and through the list server, where you can get announcements directly to your inbox if you're an ARL member. You'll hear me say that often this evening. If you're an ARL member, you can actually have your email, your call sign at ARL.net, and it begins sent right to your inbox. So those things are important, but what's really important here is Jeff sent me a note saying I need some help. I crafted something up like a day later, and within a day, he had 30 volunteers. So we can work together as a team. If you have an event that you're looking for, if you're looking for volunteers through your club, Chris is the affiliated club coordinator. If you let your section staff know, we can then disseminate it out to the clubs and to the members of the section. Okay? I don't know who this is, but somebody's just said, I'm on RF on my text box. I guess I don't have their name in my phone yet. All right. Well, I thank you for telling me you're on RF. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Let's move now to our section emergency coordinator. And then he can turn it over to Wanda, who's an assistant section manager working with the hospital program. So good evening. Good evening, Jim. WB3KAS. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. This is WB3KAS in Brandywine, Maryland. Yeah, happy to be here tonight. I want to start off with the next hospital drill, which is in April. April 9. It's going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be out in the field from 8 to 12. We're going to be doing Run Lung 2000 peer-to-peer VERA. And it's going to be the Maryland Medical Region 5 counties only, which is Calvert, Charles County, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, and St. Mary's. The field operations are going to be set up in parking lots, wherever you can set up dipoles, sort of like a field day event, if you will. But it's not field day. We're running hopefully 40 and 80 dipoles, and then we will test the differences between them. But I have more than that. As soon as I get enough people that are willing to play, if we can't get more than half of the counties, we'll probably suspend it for a later day. The field operations will be a part one and a part two. Part two will be relaying a message from Montgomery County through the other counties down to St. Mary's, and then a direct line back to Montgomery County operations. So the counties that have more than one hospital, you select one place and bring all of those hospital players to the one place, and so everybody can learn from everybody else and get a feel for hospitals. I encourage you to walk through your clubs and invite everybody to the wherever it's located and get a feel for hospital operations. This Tuesday next week, that's my calendar here, I think it's Tuesday, yes it is, Wanda and I will be up at the Cecil County with the CBRA, Chesapeake Bay Rodeo Association. I got a specific email from them to talk to them about what Aries is, what they can do for the community. And they also wanted to know about the hospital net, and I recommended, no, I tell you, it's got to be, Wanda would talk more about the hospital program as opposed to the net. So that's the story here. We're quite busy with all that, getting it ready for the April drill. So let me turn it over to Wanda now. WB3KAS.
Yes, good evening to everyone who's checked in here tonight. Again, my name is Wanda Montgomery, KA3AHI, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the hospital nets that we provide service for. We conduct four hospital nets, January, April, July, and October. And that is for the hospitals that we support throughout the area. Let's see. Also, we have a HFHN, and Jeff will talk about that when he comes on board. So we'll let him take care of that one. And we really do appreciate Marty and all the support that he gives us for the hospital program. And in case I did not make myself clear, I am the assistant section manager for the Maryland DC Hospital Program. And so if anyone wants to join us, please reach out and let us know, because we'd be more than happy to have you join the program with us. back to Marty from KA3AHI.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink system and linked repeater, standby, please. All right, very good. John, do you have a count on the roster right now? How many folks we got on here, do you know?
Stand by. I'll text it to you.
All right, thanks. I want to make sure all of you get an opportunity to say hello, that's all. Wow, 43. Okay. All right, let's get through the rest of our representatives, and then we're going to get to everybody on. Wow, 43 connected. Well, I really appreciate it. Let's learn about what's going on in the section. Let's move to the section traffic manager, Father Al, W3YBQ.
All right, Dan. John, text me if it looks like I'm sneaking up on the timer. I'm not exactly sure if the ground rules have changed for timeouts, but I'll leave some breaks as I usually do. Good evening, folks. W3YBQ. We manage the layer that operates here in MDC 365 or 6 days a year. National Traffic System and Radio Relay International Link Nets that meet every night, afternoon and night, in order to provide nodes in the National Messaging Service layer countrywide. Break. In order to provide support for the manual voice and CW nets in those nodes around the country, we also operate two separate nationwide digital networks. One is called the Digital Traffic Network, which is maintained and operated by RRI, which allows traffic to be moved in both the legacy radiogram format and the hybrid format with email formatted text derived from ICS forms, LFFL message, for example, a nationwide by addressee for routing, and the other is the radio email layer, which sends messaging in the regular email format like you have on your computer with a two-line and a copies line, a subject line, and the body text and binary attachments. That layer, the radio email layer, is of particular importance to areas and MTS and RRI's networks because it provides for connection throughout the continental United States through any portal. That is to say, you can connect to any one of hundreds and hundreds of digital gateway stations or dozens of HF gateway stations, most running PACTOR, but some now running Vera as they expand out and broaden their station capabilities. And it does not matter which one you check into, your mail will be posted on the system, and the addressee for your mail, the client that is, can check into any portal anywhere in the country and he'll get his mail automatically. It's forward error correcting, and the process is designed to ensure that during NIMS and ICS deployments, particularly those covering areas larger than a single county or state boundary or section boundary, but rather covering any nondescript geographical territory, all the operators therein can connect to gateways convenient to them and be able to swap mail easily with a modern format that the local official can use himself on his own email program and connect the computer he's using right to the area's computer on site through an Ethernet port or Wi-Fi and go through the gateway provided by the area's operator into the radio email layer. That's something worth looking at. Otherwise, you have a choice of 50 other digital modes you can use, and when area's mat deploys, you may find you picked the wrong one for the team coming in to help you, or vice versa. So take a look at coordination within the division on your area's mat activities and make sure you all can work WinLink 2000 to send radio email for your served agencies and the public. 73 all, have a good weekend. W3YBQ.
All right, thank you. We'll take a short break. KB3MXM for the Maryland DC section EchoLink. When we come back, I'd like to switch over to Skywarn. I think Tom, W3TDH, is here. And I'll see if Kurt's here too. but we'll have a little bit about Skywarn. And I think there's some classes that might be coming up. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right, that should be fine. Now, I do want to acknowledge we have some really interesting guests on here this evening. Before we go to Tom, I want to just recognize a few of these stations that I've seen on the roster. We have Don, Delta 6, Zero, Alpha Bravo, and we have Jerry, also representing Skywarn, Alpha India Zero Kilo, and I'm sure I'll find some more as I go through my list. But while I do that, let's turn it over to Tom, W3TDH.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me? How's the audio?
It's a little low. I mean, I know mine's a little hot, but you're just a little low. I think we can all hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make an effort to speak more towards where the mic is. There hasn't been much going on in terms of activations in the last several weeks. However, we're going through a couple of days of wind storms here. They haven't called for an activation, but we're at risk in the entire section for some wind damage and scattered power outages. But as yet, they haven't called for activations of the Skywarn net on any of that. Now over to classes, which you just mentioned. We've got classes coming up on the 24th, starting the 24th on Thursday. And keep in mind, since these are online, it doesn't matter what county is sponsoring it. You can still sign up for it. Also on March 8th, and they're on the Skywarn page. If you just put in weather.gov LWX, and that's the part you'll have to remember because that's unique to the direct routing system within NOAA. So weather.gov/LWX, and then at the bottom of the little squares, you'll find a Skywarn square. You click on that, and it'll take you to Skywarn page, and you'll see the list there and the links to sign on for the classes. Two things you need to know is that any given basics class, you're expected to repeat it every 2 years as necessary. So if you know that you're like 5 years out from your last class, it's worth trying to get into a class and bring your information up to date. There have been some changes. And the second thing to pay attention to is that if you don't have a current basics class, you can't then take any of the specialty classes, like you may want to take the severe storms class coming up later in the spring, and you find that your basics course is way out of date, they might turn you down, depending on how full the class is. They don't do it routinely, but if the class is oversubscribed, they might look down there and see who's basics is totally out of date and say, okay, please get your basics first. Not an unreasonable request, but there it is. So that's all I have for you at Skywarn right now, and I will turn it back to the net, W3TDH.
All right, thank you very much. And let me add a few things here I think that are important to tie this all together. And I'll just mention a couple of things. Your amateur radio club, ARIES membership, Skywarn, a Skywarn member, participating in your section events, going out to your community groups, doing training, being aware of what's going on, all very important in amateur radio because that all adds up to situational awareness. You know, for the Maryland DC section, we have over 11,700 hams, close to 12,000. Spread across the Maryland and D.C. area. To give you a perspective on size, break, Michigan has approximately the same number of hams. But if you take into account the square or the area of each of those states, in Maryland, if you took a ham and you could spread it out like peanut butter, there would be one ham for every 1.2 miles in this section. For Michigan, it's like 3.5. It's like one ham for every 3.5 miles. So our ability to provide situational awareness to our served agencies and our emergency managers and our community and civic groups and town leadership is paramount. We track using this program here, EchoLink, and amateur radio. We track the tornado that went from Frederick all the way to the Chesapeake Bay across three counties using EchoLink and amateur radio. As hams are reporting, yep, I think it's passing my house right now. That kind of situational awareness cannot be provided adequately with first responders. They are there to protect your life, and we're here to give them situational awareness. So remember, you must have the knowledge, expertise, and training when it comes to participating in emergency communications. Break. Amateur radio is our hobby. Emergency communication is not. So please consider being an emergency communicator. Join ARES, get your training, and we look forward to hearing from you. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to start down the list, and hopefully we'll get to everybody. Everybody. Now, we're going to do some repeaters along the way, so we'll have to add some more folks here. Matter of fact, let's do a repeater right now, and then, Mike, we're going to go KA2JAI for you to call your stations, and then we'll start down the roster list. KA2JAI.
Good evening, Marty. This is Mike, KA2JAI, Anne Arundel County, EC. And we have our next monthly meeting coming up tomorrow morning. And we are going to be talking about the ARES portion of the COMEX. We have redone the format into a sort of a mini SET. My thanks to Chris, AB3WG, who ran the exercise for us and did an excellent job. We're also going to talk about how you get ready for and operate at a public service event. That's tomorrow. And I also want to mention we have our HFNet every month on first Tuesdays. I can provide more details by email if anybody needs it. Okay, I already have some people pre-checked in, pre-check-ins. Please stand by. I'm going to ask anybody else on the 805 who is not already checked in and wishes to please call now.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Oscar Yankee.
Number 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Tango 3, Hotel.
Go. Okay, I'm going to go down the list and ask for comments, and I'm going to ask everybody to please be brief because obviously we have a lot of people to get on here yet tonight. Let me begin with Paul KB3KWT for comments. Go ahead.
No comments. Back to net control.
And next is Don N3FQC.
Just a quickie. CCC Aries tried a little simplex test on 20 meters and did not work well. 80 meters worked pretty good, and we're going to try 40 meters next go around, but hey, we'll see what works and what doesn't. So that was that, and 3FQC, back to net.
Next is K3YLW.
Good evening, everybody. I have no comments. K3YLW.
And Jeff, KC3OQP, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, everybody on the net, and Marty, for your work and the announcements earlier. I did copy them. I was on RF. And I still need a few more volunteers, so if anybody can help out, please email me. At the VP at W3VPR, back to net, KC3OQP.
WA3TOY, go ahead.
Alrighty, I almost forgot about this session tonight. I was on the HF rig and realized that it was the third Friday and that Marty's having his net. So anyway, that's all I have for now. WA3TOY.
N3SEO, go ahead.
Good evening all, listening to the mail. Everybody is doing well. Back to net, N3SEO.
Okay, and the last one, I got a partial call sign, K3H something. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, 203 Hotel Romeo Tango, David. No comments. Thanks for running the net.
Okay, David, thank you. That's it, Marty. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI 73 all.
All right, we're going to take a break and let the repeater reset and make John happy there. But when we come back, I'm going to have John give us the schedule for the weekend bulletins. This is KB3MXM. Whatever it clears, John, just go ahead and give the bulletins.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, ARRL Audio News, Amateur Radio News Line, followed by ARRL Audio News, and then Sunday at 7 o'clock this week in Amateur Radio, KB3JQQ is hosting the bulletins. I broke my leg January 4th. I'm still incapacitated, and stairs are not an option for me. So whatever you do, don't break your leg, that's for sure. It's been very challenging for me and the family. That's all I got. Everybody would keep your handhelds charged, and who knows what this week will bring as far as cyber attacks. We'll leave it at that, Marty. I'm not going to say anything further on that subject. WB3GXW. Good night.
Okay, very good. Well, having your radio available, having it tuned up, or not tuned up, but having it available, having antennas tuned, your power supplies ready, spare fuses, if you have a bass unit, maybe buy a hand mic for it or an extra mic. You know, it's a single point of failure. Unless, of course, you have, I know, I hear you all. You're all your Morse code folks. No, I don't need a microphone. I have a Morse code key. That's fantastic. Okay, then that's good too. All right, and we're going to go down the list right now, but we're going to start first with Pam, KB3SWS. And Pam, remember, give it a few moments to break between you and Jeff. We'll start with Pam. You can turn it over to Jeff, KB3SPH. Pam?
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS. I'm going to add a small comment to the wind advisory forecasts. Anytime there is a wind event, after it's clear, you may want to go and check on any exterior antennas that you have to make sure they are still secure, or do repairs as needed. And I will send it over to Jeff. This is KB3SWS.
Thank you, Pam. This is KB3SPH, Jeff. And as Wanda mentioned, I will be the net control station for the high-frequency hospital net on Wednesday, 23 February, at 1900 Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be taking early check-ins about 1845. So it's on 80 meters, 3820 kilohertz, and hope to hear you there. Good chance to see who can hear who across the section. So back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, let's go to one of our other stations. Let's see. We have Don. Don, I'm so thrilled you're here listening to us this evening. Don, Delta 60 Alpha Bravo, would you like to say a few words to Net this evening? All right. How about we hear from Jerry? Alpha India 0 Kilo. A few words for the Net this evening, please. All right. Let's go to Kilo Charlie 3 Tango Foxtrot Delta. District of Columbia, a few words, please. All right. Let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ.
All right, well, I'm multitasking here. I'm using my Sherry node here to get back to you. So, anyway, I just updated. Like I said, I just have 52 so far I've collected. I connect up to all the other connected loads, nodes and links and all. I'm gathering them, as people say them. KB3JQQ.
Okay, very good. It's a great turnout. Let's go to Kilo 4, Romeo, Tango, Victor. All right, next up is ARP, Kilo 3, Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Tango Papa. All right, we recognize Kilo Bravo 3, Lima, India Bravo, in listen-only mode. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Harold, Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra, Sierra, SSB, really? Did you get that call? Did the FCC give you that? That's awesome. Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra, Sierra, Bravo. Go ahead. All right, let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob. I just had Bob. Where did he go? Bob, K3RLW, and please share some of the, share with the group here the DMR net on Thursday.
Thank you there, Marty, and everybody on the net, and for everything everybody does. Much appreciated. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock, we have the Mid-Atlantic DMR net on Talk Group 3124, the Maryland State Group. Again, that's the Mid-Atlantic DMR net every Thursday, 8 p.m. And we do take early check-ins starting at 7:30. And this past Thursday, I was net control. We share it between about five of us. And we had 32 check-ins. And we had 27, I think, check-in during the early check-ins. So it really made the net go really, really smooth. A lot of great people, a lot of good questions. We had a good discussion this past Thursday on ferrites and clip-ons and all that good stuff and how to use them, when to use them, where to use them. A lot of great information shared. So everybody come in. All are welcome. Have a good time. Meet a lot of great people. It's a good time. It's K3RLW. Back to net, Marty.
Okay, very good. DMR. So DMR, you can do it RF like I have it, or you can go and use radio over IP, ROIP. Get yourself one of the interfaces, and much like D-Star has been, or Fusion. So you can get an interface and go through the internet as well. All right, let me check down here. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW, WASH _ Echolink service, and blinked repeaters. Stand by. All right, let's go to our repeater in Ocean Pines, K3ORB. We have somebody there that can check in your stations. Call for call signs. Thank you.
Hey, good evening, Marty. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines. Hope you're having a fantastic evening and everyone's doing well on the net. I'll go ahead and call out now to anybody on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City on 115th Street at the Sea Watch Condominium. Listening to 443.450. Any stations out there listening, please call now. We're accepting check-ins.
Kilo 3, Delta Victor Golf, Ocean Pines, back to the net.
And I usually listen in, at WB3GXW in Silver Spring, but I'm in Dewey Beach now, so I'm listening on K3ORB. So it's nice to hear from you guys, and I guess I'll just listen over.
Kilo 3, Delta Victor Golf, Ocean Pines.
Kilo Mike, 4, Foxtrot Kilo November, Kent Island.
All right there, caller. I think I might have had a double here or there. I apologize. Let me just recall that. I had Kilo 3 Delta Victor Golf. Hey there, Dave, K3DVG. I got you. And I did hear two other stations. I apologize. If you could come back with that call sign. I did hear a caller here from Kent Island. Another one was staying in Bethany Beach. Let's start with the Bethany caller.
Kilo Mike 4, Foxtrot Kilo November, Kent Island.
All right, roger that, callers. We'll go ahead and start at the top of the list with Dave, Kilo 3, Delta Victor Golf. Go right ahead, Dave. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, doing well. Nothing new going on right now. Just figured I'd check in with the net. Back to the net. Have a good weekend. Everybody stay safe. Bye.
All right, roger that, Dave. Great to hear you out there tonight. And we'll go ahead and pass it on to our caller there in Kent Island. Come on back. And that's a great time here in town and listening here on the Ocean City repeater. Passing it over to you, my friend.
This is Chuck, Kilo Mike 4, Foxtrot Kilo November on Kent Island. new back into the area, been away for about 8 years in Florida. Just got the email about the net tonight, so I thought I'd listen in. Back to you.
There's one other station, that repeater, that got covered. We didn't hear him. KB3JQQ.
KB3MXM, this is K3WOC with the Worcester Radio Group, saying 73 to you and the rest of the net. Thanks, Marty.
All right, very good, Mark. Hang on just a second. So there was a station that was saying I usually listen on RF, and we got the we got a portion of the conversation. Did we get that station checked in? Just hang on a second, Mark. They said something about usually I listen on RF. So if that station's still here, give me your call sign, please.
KB3UZT. I'm in Dewey Beach right now. I live in Silver Spring, so I usually listen on WB3GXW. And I'm sorry to hear that John has broken his leg. I haven't talked to him since like last November. So anyway, I hope you're feeling better, John, if you're still listening. And I'm just going to listen in from now on for the rest of the night. All right. Thank you very much. Over.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much for joining us this evening through the repeater system down there. I really appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Nick. Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Romeo, Juliet.
Hello, this is Nick in Washington, D.C. This is my first time on the net tonight and glad to be with you all here. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Romeo Juliet, back in net control.
Well, thank you, Nick. We really appreciate you being here. And this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section Echo Link on the WB3GXW Echo Link server. And we're on Wash_DC and linked repeaters. Let's go to Gene. Gene, Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. All right, next on my list is Stu, WI3J. All right, let's grab a repeater here, W3FDK. Is there any stations on W3FDK? Check your stations in, please. Thank you. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to, I have iPhone user. I'm sure no mother called their child iPhone. So we'll go to KC3SVL. Hey, KC3SVL, how about a few words for the net? All right, let's go to Alex, KC3LOY, Lima Oscar Yankee.
Good evening, Marty, and thanks for running that. It's KC3LOY, Alex from Harford County, Aries and Races. Just want to say good evening and let you know that we'll be participating in the Peach Bottom exercise coming up in April for Aries Races in Harford County. Back to the net.
All right, very good. Let's go to John, KC3, Tango, Bravo, Mike.
KC3, TBM here. Another first time to the net. Caught a replay of your HR331 broadcast to the Annapolis group this afternoon. And also just signed up for a Skywarn class. So... thank you for that. Thank you for everything. Back to the net.
Okay, John, fantastic. Lots of interesting things to do. It really is. There's an awful lot of stuff. You know, I have behind me here. Hang on, let me see if I can find it here quickly. Stand by. No, it's on the bookshelf. I bought from the league. I bought the book on receiving antennas. You know, I'm a big shortwave listener, and I was surprised what I was doing wrong when it came to listening antennas. Boy, there's a lot of good stuff in there. So I'm glad you're listening to us this evening here on Echolink. Let's go to Pat, KA3, November, Juliet Whiskey, NGW, NJW.
This evening, Mark. Thanks for the email. I was emailing you, so I was listening. Back to control.
Okay, Pat, very good. Just a little choppy. You know, I have that problem when someone's trying to do some streaming and I'm trying to do the net. Amazing. Just not enough bandwidth, but thank you, Pat, for joining us this evening. How about Frank? Frank, WA3NHK. All right, let's go to Charlie, W3CHB. All right, let me go over here and check the list to make sure I didn't forget anybody. KE8OTP. KE8OTP. I called you earlier. Did you want to add something for the net this evening? Your words, please.
Hi, my name is Rupa. This is the first time listening to the net. 73 to all.
Well, I thank you for joining us. We really appreciate that. What area are you in? All right, I'll have to go along with QRZ. Let's go to Hugh. I don't know, Hugh, are you still here? K3HU. And remember to unkey, sir.
Marty, there's nobody on the list on my right-hand screen.
Well, I've got quite a few people still on the list here. I got Jim. Let's go to Jim, November 3, Alpha Delta Foxtrot.
Good evening. This is M3ADF. Marty, thank you very much for that very interesting presentation last night. And that's all the comments I've got. Back to Net.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. It'll be very short. We'll get right back. Hopefully we can get through. I've got 2, 4, 6. Oh, we already did Bob's. We already did Alex. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10 more stations. So stand by, folks. Let's get through everybody, and we'll have a great net this evening. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink server, WASH_DC, and linked repeaters. All right, let's go to Nick. Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Romeo Juliet. Go ahead, Nick.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Romeo Juliet. I've already gone, but glad to be with you all tonight. Back in that control.
You did. Thank you again. All right. Did I call Charlie? W3CHB. How about Pat? Kilo Alpha. Oh, I might have already done Pat. I did. I'm sorry. I did Pat. I did Bob. Did I do John? Did I call for John? I think I did call for John. Okay, Harold, yes. Jim, oh, no, I didn't get Jim. Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Oscar Kilo, KC3SOK. And, oh, my goodness, look, I have on the list, good evening, Philip. How are you, Phil? W3ICF.
Good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. I want to say hello to you and John. And I'm sort of due to mentally and physical problems. I'm not really too much involved anymore. I just do more listening, not able to really volunteer and get out and do anything. So just wanted to say hello to all of you guys that I've worked with in the past. And I enjoyed listening to what you're doing and all the new things that you're coming up with. So I'm now 87 and both physically, mentally retarded. That's all I can say. Back to you there, Marty.
Well, Phil, it's good to hear from you. And, you know, it's always good to hear from you. We look forward to hearing from you. So please join us as often as you can. And I'm glad you're listening out there. That's important, too. I enjoy listening. Sometimes I just have the 2 meter radio on and the 440 with the shortwave turned down low, and sometimes I just hear there and listen. Just listen to what's going on. Those hands are awesome. All right, here's the bottom of the list, folks. I think I've gone through everyone that I have that I was gonna call, and I'm not looking at anything. Did I get Rick? Alpha Bravo 3 X-ray Juliet. Rick, did I get you yet? Go ahead. All right, I think that's it. I think it is. All right, now Alibi, is there anybody that I did not call that would like to add to the net with your words? Go ahead, please.
Kilo Charlie 3, KC3SOK, Jim.
Oh, there you are, Jim. Okay, it's KC3SOK. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Very interesting. I was listening to you some on the way home from work and just stopped for some dinner and out, walking the dog, and pop back on again. A very, very interesting net. I guess one question I have on the antenna bill, is there a companion Senate bill? I've had a little bit of experience myself in the legislature in the past, and I'll be happy to contact my delegates and senator about it. Since it got such great support and passed in the House, do we have companion bills this time in both House and Senate to push the needle more? Back to you.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, I could not have answered that this time last year because I was all very new to me. But I have that. I think I have the right answer. It has not been cross-filed, and it may not be cross-filed. We're not sure yet. It is past the first public hearing in the House. It had its first reading. First public hearing was on February the 8th. There was testimony. Matter of fact, one of the delegates actually, one of the delegates provided this bit of information. She said, "My dad used to be an amateur radio operator, and I remember all the good stuff he did." And I thought that was awesome. And the other question that was brought up was, what happened in the Senate? You know, did it not get voted? So there was a hearing. Delegate Butler was at the hearing, and it just didn't come up. It got buried with all the other bills. It just never came up for vote. And I was actually just waiting, because they televised this, you know, they put it on the air, YouTube it, and I was just waiting for the bill to be called. It was never called to be voted on. So let's thank you very much for your questions, and I look forward to speaking with you more. I don't know much about how this magic works, so any insight would be incredibly helpful, especially if you can help us all understand how to contact our delegates the proper way. That would be great. I can be reached at my call sign, KB3MXM @ARRL.net, and I'll share my contact information if you share yours. Thanks. Back to you, Jim.
Repeater 2118.
Uh-oh, did it get us? I think the repeater timed out, or my fault, folks. Sorry. Oh, still connected. Okay, very good. Well, Jim, thank you for that information and the insight. So if you can help us even further, that would be great. All right, is there anyone else I didn't call would like to add something to the net for tonight? Your words, please. All right, I want to thank everybody who joined this evening, all you great hands out there that participate in the net and participate with your local clubs, participate in amateur radio, and thank you very much. Please stay informed. Please be safe, be well, be on the air. I wish you all the very best. I hope to hear you back here on the 18th of March for our monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink net. This will conclude the net for this evening, and not too bad. It's run over again, but we've got a great showing and lots of great information. I can always be reached at my call sign, KB3MXM @ARRL.net, and have a good evening, folks. 73's all, KB3MXM. All right, John, that wasn't too bad. I got to remember. Yes, indeed. God bless America. And yes, we all have to be very cautious and we have to be very safe over the next couple of days. Okay? I mean, I'll tell you right now, my spam alert keeps going off three or four times a day, and the number of unknown phone calls keep increasing. So, yeah. Yep. Things are what they are. We just have to be careful. All right, thanks, John, for all your help again, and I wish you a speedy recovery, my friend.
Thank you, Marty. Yeah, we're almost there. X-ray on Wednesday, showing progress. Theoretically, 6 weeks are up since surgery next Wednesday, so I'll have to see if I can start to walk on it, but I don't want to cause a structural failure. I'm like, if you look at the X-ray, it looks like Home Depot, WB3GXW clear.
Yes, but the question is, if you hold the rubber ducky close to it, does it help?
No, but I will be setting off a lot of metal detectors.
Roger that. All right, 7-3, folks. Thank you all for joining this evening. I wish you all the very best. 7-3s. KB3MXM.
WB3GXW.
WI3N, WB3KAS.
WB3KAS, WI3N. Good evening, Jim. Go ahead.
Good evening. When you sign off, let me get with you on a single channel here. Talk to you a little bit about Laurel Hospital, okay?
Oh, okay, great. I'd love to hear about that. Where would you like to go?
Roger that. WB3KAS.
Do you want to meet on the repeater? Over.
He dropped already. I didn't catch what he said either. And join us on the MAPN there, Jim. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott. Thank you. And one of these days when we get our antenna up, we will do that. 73, thank you. WI3N. Now clear.